Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. It's great to be with you. I hope you're having a good week and that you're keeping the Lord Jesus Christ in your thoughts. If you'll keep Him first in your life all the time, everything will turn out all right. Say, let me ask you something. In your class at school or Sunday school, have you ever seen someone chosen for a special job or a special honor, and them not want it? Have you seen them back away and not want the honor or the job? That sounds strange, wouldn't it? That would be unusual, wouldn't it? Well, that's exactly what happened to a certain young man of Israel. Stick around for today's story and find out just what happened. But first, it's choir and singing time. Choir? Thank you, choir. It's wonderful to hear children singing from their hearts. I do love boys and girls. I've learned a lot about them through the years, and it's wonderful. It's a joy to be with them, especially when they're doing right. I do know, though, that they like to play tricks on each other, and that's surely fun when it's done all in fun. But sometimes boys and girls... Well, not just kids, sometimes grown-ups too, I'm afraid, pull tricks that are not done in fun. That kind of trick may have serious consequences. There's a man in the Bible who played a trick on his brother, but it wasn't done for fun. It was done in all seriousness to get something underhandedly. Do you know who that trickster, that deceiver, was? If you're not quite sure, you can find the answer in Genesis 27:11-12. He knew what he was doing wasn't right. He even was afraid that his trick would backfire and bring a curse on himself instead of getting what he wanted. But he did it anyway. Read the story and find the answer in Genesis 27:11-12. But don't you be that kind of a trickster or deceiver yourself. Who was that man? Find your answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. I'll be so proud of you knowing that you were able to find the answer in your Bible. So get your note right off to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or on your computer, on the search bar, you can type in the Children's Bible Club, and you can get the address there. And now, let's hear from the choir before story time. Yes, the story about the guy who didn't want to be king. Don't miss it. This is the story of a faint-hearted king. You can read it for yourself in 1 Samuel 9 and 10. What would you think if someone was chosen for a high job and honor, and they chickened out? Kish was a wealthy, powerful man, but his donkeys got loose one day and wandered away. Donkeys were valuable workers and load-bearers. Where could they have gone? He had to find them. Kish called his son Saul to take one of the servants and go hunt for the lost donkeys. They looked for days in the mountains and in the valleys, but got no sight of the donkeys. At last, Saul told the servant they should return home before his father quit being concerned for the donkeys and started worrying about them. So, as they were returning home, the servant said, "The man of God lives in this city. Maybe he can tell us where the donkeys are." But Saul worried, "We don't have any money or food or anything to give the prophet." Even Saul knew he ought to pay the preacher, didn't he? The servant had part of a shekel of silver and offered to give it to the prophet. As they came near the city, they found some girls at the city well and asked the prophet if he was there. "Why, yes," they said, "he's on his way to offer sacrifices in the high place today. If you hurry, you can catch up with him." And hurry they did, and soon met Samuel. What they didn't know was that just the day before, God had told Samuel that he would send his choice for king to Samuel to anoint. As soon as Samuel saw Saul coming, God said, "That's the man, Samuel. Anoint him to be king." Samuel met Saul, told him he was the prophet, and said, "Go up with me to the place of sacrifice and eat with me, for I have a message for you. Oh, and don't worry about the donkeys. They've been found and are safe. And you are the one for whom Israel has been yearning." Well, Saul couldn't understand that and protested, "Why me? I'm a Benjamite. I come from the smallest tribe in Israel and the smallest family in the tribe. Why would you say that to me?" But Samuel took Saul to his house, gave him the best seat among the guests and the best of the food. Afterward, they talked a long time, and the next morning, when Saul was leaving, Samuel walked with him to the edge of town. He had Saul send the servant on ahead, but so that the two of them could talk. Then, much to Saul's surprise, Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it over Saul's head and kissed him. "Saul, this is to anoint you for God's service, because God has chosen you to be king over Israel." Then Samuel gave him three signs to watch for on his way home to assure him that this message was true. Then he was to go to Gilgal and wait for Samuel there. As Saul turned to leave, God did a special work and gave him another heart. As he went on the way, just as Samuel had said, all three signs came to pass. First, he met two men who told him the donkeys were found. Then he met three men who greeted him and gave him two loaves of bread. Then he met a group of prophets on their way from the high place, and to everyone's amazement, Saul prophesied right along with the prophets. At the high place, Saul's uncle asked him where he had been. Saul told him he'd been hunting the donkeys, but he didn't tell him what Samuel said or of his anointing to be king. The next week, Samuel called all the people together. He reminded them of God's care and guidance throughout their history, but that they had rejected him and demanded their own king. Now, God was granting their request and meeting their demand. One by one, each tribe came before Samuel. The tribe of Benjamin was singled out. Then each family stepped forward, and Kish's family was tapped. Then Saul was named. But when they called for him, Saul was nowhere to be found. They had to ask the Lord where he was. The Lord said, "He is hid among the stuff." Oh, God knew exactly where he was. He couldn't hide from God. Sure enough, there was Saul cowering in the corner. He didn't want to face the people or take the responsibility of being king. But when the people saw him, they were thrilled. He was very handsome and stood head and shoulders taller than anyone in the crowd. What an impressive sight! And when Samuel presented him as their new king, the people went wild with joy. "God save the king!" they shouted. "God save the king!" At last they got their wish. Now they had a king like other nations. It's ironic, though, that the people who rejected God as their ruler and king now wanted God to save and bless their new king. They wanted the world's way and God's best, too. But it doesn't work that way. If we want God's presence and blessing, we must seek his way and obey his word. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon." No, we cannot be fence straddlers. We must settle it once and for all that we will trust and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.